My name is Lee Hamill. I am a casting director. I set up blind dates between actors and directors to see if they'll hit it off. I decide who is charismatic and who isn't, who can act and who can't. Then I lay out the options for the director and producer, and they duke it out as to whom they want. It's a classic middleman role. When it works, my input is claimed by others. When it fails, I'm the sap to take the blame. I'm the matchmaker, the third wheel, the second fiddle, or on my worst days, the messenger who gets shot. I am HR for actors. I'm 35, straight, and single. Casting directors tend to be women, gay men, or in family businesses. Thank God my family isn't in the business, or I might never get out of it. I have two rules. The first is, don't go out with an actress. When the only women I meet are actresses, this makes for a solitary life. The second rule is, be careful what you say to children, as they'll remember a criticism forever. When people hear the job title casting director, they might visualize sleek offices of glass and chrome, sunlight streaming across varnished pine floors, and an attractive assistant fielding all calls. But this is low-budget filmmaking in Ireland, not Hollywood, and I work out of my car. It's a 10-year-old black Primera with a big scrape down the side. I have a desk in my bedroom in Drumcondra, North Dublin, with its plastic wheels dug into the ratty terracotta carpet, but I try to get out of there as much as I can. Living on my own was too lonely and too damn expensive, so now I share an Edwardian terrace house on Grace Park Road with Jarlath and Owen, neither of whom I knew before they moved in here. It's worked out quite well. If you live with friends, you risk wrecking the friendship. As it is, we all get on, but respect each other's privacy in a way old friends just wouldn't. Owen is a workaholic IT consultant who's rarely here and stoned when he is. The other, Jarlath, is a high-functioning, mid-40s alcoholic who works as the dispatcher for a courier company. Both are decent, kind men, living here with me for the past 2 years, across the road from the School for the Blind. It's late February 2012, and the director, Stuart McGowan, is in the final stages of pre-production on a feature called Rabbit, for which I found an unknown 11-year-old Cecilia. She's a live wire. A natural actor and a total nightmare to deal with. He's holding his rabbit rehearsals in a church hall off Thomas Street, and I've been summoned. I'm not here to offer direction to actors, but I am here to support another adult in the outwitting of a child. However necessarily devious and manipulative Stuart has to be to get his films made and hoodwink performers out of their own circular neuroses and into passable imitations of normal human beings, he has met his match with this little girl in the red duffel coat.